All right, so we are here at another Countdown to Mix show with Charlie Kindle, who we'll get to in a moment. For those of you who have forgotten, we do run this show on a timer, so we can respect your time. We do have 10 minutes on the clock. We'll keep to the 10 minutes when it beeps we're done. So if Charlie, if you wouldn't mind doing the honors of pressing the old green start button there. And the countdown has begun. The one thing I want to shout out real quickly is this $200 discount we have going on through February 21st. Of course, we made some big announcements this week. We'll talk a little bit here about what those announcements are related to Windows Phone 7 series and the fact that we're going to have a lot of content and coverage at the event. And your opportunity right now is at least through February 21st, you get $200 off. You can't beat that. And I do believe it's the last discount we're going to run before the event. So sign up now is really the call to action. So with that, let's welcome our guest, Charlie Kindle. Welcome to the show, Charlie.
I'm glad to be here.
Good to see you. So let's start off with, who is Charlie Kindle? You know, what have you done at Microsoft? What are you doing now? Give us a little bit of a background.
I'm in my 20th year at Microsoft.
Congratulations. That's big.
It started, it was a three-year gig. Right, out of college.
right, three-hour tour, right?
That's right.
Gilligan's Island, I get
and,
it.
And somehow I just kept getting sucked into these, you know, more and more fun things uh-huh. along the way. And I've stuck with it. I've had some great experiences. And I have to tell you, over the last year and a half or though, it's been... some of the hardest work that I've had, but also the most fun.
I was going to say, with a smile.
It's pretty rewarding. It's pretty cool.
So I know you worked on Windows Home Server a little bit.
Yeah, I started out at Microsoft. My first basically 10 years at Microsoft was focused on developers.
Okay.
I started out in developer support, supporting the Windows SDK and DDK for Windows 2.1 and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into evangelism, and I did some platform evangelism work. Then I worked on... Calm.
Oh, yeah. Calm, sure.
ActiveX.
Yeah, baby.
I like to say that you can either blame me or thank me.
Right, exactly.
Depending on whether you're a fan or
right.
you're frustrated.
I was a fan.
That's right. I did another couple stints working on platform evangelism and drove platform strategy for DRG mm-hmm. For a while. Mm-hmm. I worked on IIS.
Wow.
I worked on the original, before it was called ASP.NET, the original Active Server
yeah.
pages.
Basically,
my focus was on developers and making sure that developers could use our platform technologies and build those out. I then shifted gears in 99, got an opportunity to work on consumer technology.
Mm-hmm.
And so I spent a fair amount of time building out the home networking features that went into Windows. So the stuff that you got in Windows XP and around home networking,
sure.
I drove the team for that.
Okay.
Then I was involved in the creation of eHome and the first version of Windows Media Center.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very fulfilling, very cool product, still love it. The next step in my career was I actually got a chance to be Bob Muglia's technical assistant.
Fun.
So for a while I helped.
Travel.
All right. So there I shifted away from consumers mm-hmm. for a little bit and focused on IT Pro and enterprise management and storage and so
mm-hmm.
forth. From there, I was able to incubate and build the Windows Home Server product.
Love that product.
And
if you guys haven't tried out Windows Home Server, you have to try this out. I love this thing.
Great. It's in my mind, other than Windows Phone 7 series,
there you go.
It is the best consumer product.
It is fantastic.
I'm a little biased on that.
Huge props, Charlie. Fantastic.
So that was a huge amount of fun. And then I was asked to come and focus on the developer again for Windows Phone. And as I said earlier, for the last year and a half, it's been a lot of fun.
And this has been obviously a huge week. I'm sure a lot of our followers have probably followed your blog or your Twitter account.
Yep.
I think it's at @ckindel, if I remember, KINDEL. We'll put it in the show notes for everybody. So there's a lot of buzz out there. There's a lot of video out there.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the team, to the entire engineering, marketing, product planning team for Windows Phone. It's been a huge amount of work. We have a ways to go. We're not done. So let's be very clear. We got to get over the finish line. But to see the product, you know, on stage yesterday, and to see all the comments in the blogsphere about it has been really incredible,
mm-hmm.
and the team has just kicked butt, and they deserve mad props.
So. I will extend that. You know, as somebody who sits in DPE and helps out with some of our events, you know, there's moments in Microsoft history where you're really proud to be a Microsoft employee. This is clearly one of those events, so thank you to you and the entire team.
Yeah.
It's certainly going to be exciting.
Great.
And, of course, we've announced 12 mystery sessions really related to Windows Phone 7 series at MIX.
That's right.
We know that Joe Belfiore will be in the keynote. I know you're speaking,
yep.
I think, at a session.
Yeah, I'll be doing, we have 12 sessions lined up. We haven't disclosed the details of all those sessions yet.
Wink, wink.
My session, my session is going to be the overview session. It's going to be where we basically give the 100-level survey of everything we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty pumped about that. I haven't I've done big presentations recently, but I haven't done a developer-focused big presentation probably since maybe the 98 PDC or something like that, where I was talking about Calm.
Halfway
through.
Yeah, that's right. Excellent. So, I mean, we obviously can't divulge the details because we haven't on the website, but I'm getting the sense, and we've said this, that Mix is really the place, if I'm going to develop for Windows Phone 7 series, the place where I come and learn about how to do that and what the story is going to be at Mix.
That's right.
So here's a question I get. I want to see what your reaction is to it. Some of our viewers have emailed, I've caught people in the hall, and they say, you know, hey, Mix is a web event, right? It's all about the web.
Right.
Why are you guys focusing on the phone at a web event? What's your reaction to that?
It's funny. I've always thought I've been a Mix since the beginning. I think this is the fifth year.
That's right, fifth year.
And I've always thought it as a conference for application developers.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens that application developers or designers are focused on a particular type of application. And I think that, and as you see us roll out the developer story for Windows Phone, you'll see that we've taken this to heart. Developers don't think about applications anymore as just code that runs on a client.
Mm-hmm.
They think about applications as entities that run some on the client, some on the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
We use the term screen for three screen plus cloud.
Yep.
So Mix is a conference that's really been about building applications that are multi-screen applications, very design-centric. And I think that by bringing Windows Phone there, it makes a lot of sense because, as I said, we've really tried to make sure that we rationalize about how apps are built and build as first-class principle of the platform,
mm-hmm.
that they're three-screen plus cloud applications.
And the web is really just kind of the fabric, right? It's just there nowadays.
That's right.
Where it used to be something special back in your ASP days, for example. Now it's kind of assumed, unless you're writing, you know, device drivers or maybe games that don't even connect to the cloud, which even those are rare nowadays.
Exactly.
You're involving the web in almost any of the work you do.
That's right.
And if you look at some of the top apps, even the apps that we kind of showed integration with in the announcements this week, like Facebook, for example, you know, all these are top web properties. They show up at Mix. These are the guys who come here.
Yep.
And they obviously have solutions on other devices.
Exactly.
Too.
You actually said, you know, some of the top apps. I'll actually go further. I'll challenge the viewers to think about the applications they use, whether on the PC or on their smartphone. How many of those apps are just purely client-side code? Very few of them. I mean, maybe the level, and even that, a lot of the level apps that are out there have the ability to reach to cloud services. So the majority of applications that consumers are using are connected applications, and they're not just client-side.
They also leverage the power of the device, offline capabilities,
exactly.
You're on a flight or something like that.
That's right.
So fantastic. You were telling me a story about your daughter.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get into that. I thought that was interesting before the show.
Well, this is a conversation about end-user experience, and we've talked about, as we've shown Windows Phone, how important it is that we deliver value to end-users first and foremost. And as we talk more about the app platform, you'll see this come true, that we treated the end user first.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, we bought her an Android phone in November so that I could have a little competitive analysis in the house.
Sure, you gotta know what's going on.
And she's 16, she's a typical teenager. She'd had the phone for a day. She comes back to me. She said, "Dad, we gotta take this phone back." I'm like, "Why?" She's like, "The battery life, 3 hours." I'm like, "You're kidding me." So we looked at it. Turned out she had downloaded some app. And that app, it was, you know, a social networking app.
Mm-hmm.
It was just sucking up her battery. And so we fixed that, and I left her for a couple months. And a couple weeks ago, she came up to me and said, "Christine, you still like the phone?" She's like, "I love it, Dad. It's a great phone." I'm like, "Okay, I'm working on this app stuff. I got to know what apps you're using."
Right.
"What apps are you using?" She's like, "Oh, I don't use any apps." And I'm like, "Really? Why not?" "Because they just use the battery life." So we recognize we have a challenge with the user experience of the phone. It's not just about the UI and look and feel. It's how the phone operates from a consumer's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And with Windows Phone 7, will we build a phone where out of the box consumers will have confidence that they can go get those developers' apps and know that they'll work in a deterministic way every time?
And presumably, I think some of our content will be around, you know, how do you build good mobile apps?
Exactly.
I even heard something, I think it might have been on one of the shows that Laura Foy did, about the black background versus white background issue and how that impacts battery life.
Well,
lots of little
OLED,
details
exactly.
that you wouldn't normally think about.
So we're almost out of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Stu, this is your sticker, and it is on its way to you in the mail. Follow me on CKindle on Twitter to see if you can get more of these.
I love that sticker. So if your followers, it sounds like you randomly at some point kind of pick a follower and you send one of these cool stickers.
I just started tweeting again in mass, and I've been doing the fun things about growing my following.
Yeah.
And I just, as a thought experiment, I said, I'll give away one of these stickers and see what happens.
And the numbers have gone up,
they
right?
They have. It's kind of fun to do. It's, I don't know where it'll go, but it's fun to play with.
Right. But, it's a good call to action, right? Follow that's you, right. Anything that's going on related to Windows Phone 7 series, certainly at the event, probably during the event. Where's Charlie hanging out? What's going on?
Right. And I'll be, yep. There we go.